The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We are back and talking to Ron Adelot of the Riverdale Warriors. 48-12 winners over the Panthers of Maplewood last night. Coach, nice win over a quality team.
Yeah, I truly believe that Maplewood, now they lost a quality back, but they pretty much have reloaded. So, you know, they were a state runner-up in 4A classification, and, I think they've got a – I think they might have an opportunity to equal that season that they had last year.
You know, I just thought about this. You know, sometimes you know Gallatin, you hear about – a lot of people know about – their tradition, but you bring somebody in like Maplewood, and you think, well, the Warriors are going to thump them, not realizing that maybe they are state ranked in 4A, which there's not a whole lot of difference in the classifications, especially the upper classifications.
It just simply tends to be numbers, yeah. And I think that's sort of the kind of the thing that got Maplewood last night. Now, we're not real deep either, so the game worried me. They all worry me, but obviously they frontline guys are very, very quality. They run extremely well. They're very athletic. They're well coached, and I told several people that I really feel like in the public schools sector down there in the Nashville area, they're probably one of the best teams, if not the best team down there.
Well, I saw Pearl Cone earlier this year, and, athlete for athlete, man, I'm telling you, they look great.
They're great.
And it is surely, it gets down to the numbers, the number of kids that you have.
It does, and, fortunately, in the war of attrition, I think, it sort of turned in our tide a little bit. And I told the kids that I thought, throughout the week, the weather was extremely oppressive, and I thought throughout the week that would probably play in our favor, even though it's awful difficult, especially for coaches to get through that kind of weather.
Yeah, well, it was a very warm night, beautiful day today, but last night was very hot, and all over Middle Tennessee, that's where numbers come in to help you too, where you can run some guys in and out.
You're going to have to play, because you're going to have to get kids off the field, and if you don't do those things, then tired players will get you beat. So, I thought our kids sucked it up, and from Tuesday on, it was extremely difficult. And I thought we had I wouldn't say a great week of practice, but I thought we had a better than average week of practice.
Hopefully, this may be the break in the weather that we get. Maybe fall is turning here. This is about the time of the year, we go from the 90s to the 70s to 80s, and then it just kind of goes down from there. September, a big transition.
Yeah, I think so. And really, this is probably the time of year we should be beginning football. But we're about halfway through the season now. So, I think everybody's ready for a little break, some fall weather. And I don't think we'll see anything too extreme anymore, even though we'll see some more hot days.
It is tough to start in August. It has to be, just because of the heat and things of that nature. I mean, it's the only sport that I know of that when you're outside and you start the year, it's maybe in the 100s, and by the time you finish the season, hopefully it's snowing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you get a lot of seasonal change for sure. And it's almost to the point of ridiculous when you play three games in August, and practicing football is not a whole lot of fun anyway, and to put kids through that kind of their bodies through that kind of stress is awfully difficult. But on the other hand, if you don't, then you're going to suffer consequences down the line. So our kids work very hard, as all the kids here in Rutherford County and throughout the state, and it's a tough game to play nowadays.
We're talking to Ron Adelot this morning. Someone asked me, had Riverdale changed their school colors? Because last night the stadium was full of green, and of course lost a Lady Warrior this week. And I know it's been kind of a tough week with all of that, but I think you all have done a great job in remembering Tay.
Yeah, the kids were, I'm sure very distraught. And when you lose somebody that's young, kids at that age pretty much feel like they're immortal, and when they see one in their age actually die, then that's awfully tough,
Yeah.
And you just try to remind kids how lucky they are to have each and every day. So It did. The stadium was full of green. We had a great crowd, home crowd, and you know, my heart and our prayers go out to their family for sure.
Well, it was a great pep rally yesterday. I understand our parents were there, and you know, just a wonderful way to remember that young lady who. You know, I think kids, like, just feed off what you were saying. Teenagers, they think they're invincible, you know. And sometimes reality checks like that to know you need to live every day to the fullest and do the right things. And I think that's what she would have wanted.
Amen. Yeah.
Coach, scoreless after the first quarter last night. Kind of took a little while to get things rolling. A couple of penalties, you know, kind of set you back on some third and longs. But you got it going in the second quarter.
Well, you know, we were sporadic, and we've kind of been like that for, well, let's just say, the whole year. You know, we play good at times, we play bad at times, and we play in between at times. So we tend to be our own worst enemy, and, you know, we tried to warn the kids coming from halftime out into the third quarter that they would make another run. They were getting the ball. Well, they take the, you know, we stalemate them, and then we get the ball and we don't do anything with it, punt it to them. They score, and then they take one from us, and they're right back in the football game. I thought we throttled down after that a little bit. And, you know, I thought Dylan really, really threw the ball well in the second quarter and into the third quarter. And he sort of kind of was the difference maker for us last night, you know, and we were able to hit him on a couple of long balls that, you know, we scored quick and got back ahead, and that put a lot of pressure because of the number of kids that they played both ways.
Yeah, it was 21-12, and then it kind of broke open from there, 48-12, the final last night. Talked about Mariko Odom. He had over 150 yards on 16 carries. It just seems like he's becoming that person that is totaling up more yards. But you've got such a great backfield. I mean, Austin McGrone, Peyton Phillips, Ricardo Terry, all those guys had big plays last night, all over 50 yards or so. It takes that. But Mariko, is he trying to, you know, step out and make himself the back, go-to back?
Well, I really think Mariko is that guy.
Yeah.
He's a lot like his brother. They're real, real smart kids. They don't make mistakes. If we can get everybody playing to that consistency level, you know, then we're going to be a whole lot better football team. The thing that sort of kind of separates Mariko at this point from everybody is he doesn't blow many assignments. You know, he blocks, he fakes, he knows what to do, he knows how to get open in routes. He just doesn't blow many things, you know, and we've got to get everybody up to that consistency level, and I think we're approaching that, but we still got a ways to go with it.
It is amazing. I think there's a big misconception about football that it's not that it's one of those physical games that you don't have to be the smartest player, but the smarter players, you know, often are the best, aren't they? Maybe not the biggest and strongest.
I try not to offend anybody when I say this, but football is the toughest class in high school and toughest class in college. I tell kids every day, it's AP physical education. It's very, very, it's stressful, you know, and things move. They're not just sitting there. You've got to think, you know, it's critical thinking. It's all the things, I guess, that, you know, we would all like everybody to do, but things move very, very rapidly. You have to be, you know, there's a high number of repetition, but you've got to know what to do. And absolutely, the smart kids can make themselves as good or better than maybe a kid that's a little more talented simply by knowing what to do.
Well, all the plays, not only that, but to have the you've got the physical aspect of it, but to be able to play through it, that takes mental strength.
It does, and you know, and you can get really weak of mind when you're thinking about how bad you feel. So, you know, it's real hard. You got to sort of kind of, it's a cliche, but you got to sort of kind of keep your eyes on the prize as you push through some of that stuff. You know, on Monday practice, you got to be thinking about Friday night. On Friday night, you know, you got to be thinking about playoffs. In playoffs, you got to be thinking about maybe playing in that state championship game. So you've really got to play mind games with yourself and keep things moving.
Over 500 yards in total offense last night, about 3.5 on the ground, about 100.5 passing. So about kind of where you like it, I guess.
Well, you know, people ask me that often what our ratio is, and I say, you know, I think the tempo of the game and, you know, the defense sort of kind of dictates that. You know, I don't really go into a game saying I wish we had this number of yards rushing, even though, you know, the one thing I will say about rushing yards, they do tend to keep the clock moving. They keep your defense off the field. So those are good things about the rushing game. But there's a lot of times where there's not answers in the rushing game that you have to go to the passing game. So, you know, hopefully we can balance it. And at the end of the day, you know, the bottom line is that the goal is to win the football game. You know, and, you know, to do that to please people is not really the goal. To win the football game is the goal.
Yeah. Ron Adelot is joining us this morning talking about the Riverdale Warriors. 4-0 on the year now, Coach, and I would assume 5-0 is the goal here, going to the midway point. But standing in the way of that will be a trip to Siegel High School.
An awfully, awfully, awfully good football team. You know, Greg Wyatt's done a great job over there. You know, they've obviously got maybe the elite team in the district is what people are saying. Everybody I've talked to says they're outstanding. They're physical, you know, and that's not an aspect that people were throwing in there, but they say they're winning the line of scrimmage battles as well. We know how talented their skill kids are. So we'll have our hands full. There's no question about it, but it'll be a great game. And, you know, and both teams' goals will be 5-0. You know, obviously you don't practice a week and put that kind of effort into it to go lose, but I don't think it's the end of the season for either team. You know, I think what each team has to do is go out and play the best game they can, and one person's going to win, the other one's not, but that certainly does not put the other team out of the playoff picture or a chance to do great things with their season. So, yes, we're going to put a lot of effort in it, and our goal is to win it, as theirs will be. But you can't let one game dictate your whole season, especially during the regular season.
Over 500 yards for both of you last night. Both teams have high-powered offenses. It may come down to a defensive battle. Who can stop the other?
Well, I think both defenses are well underrated. You know, I know our defense has been playing well, and obviously theirs has, and I just hope we can keep it within 35 points. No, nobody else has been able to do that, so I hope we get to play the whole game and not run the clock off.
Is that maybe one of the goals? I mean, they've scored, you know, in the 40s to 50s in their first four regular season games defensively to try to keep them under their average?
Well, you certainly to, hope so. Yeah, you certainly hope so. You know, and you know, I don't see that game as to being in the 40s, but, you know, you never know. I mean, you never know how games play out and what takes place. And, you know, I really feel like both teams will be highly motivated to play. The stands should be full, pending weather. And, you know, the kids know each other. It's a rival game because it's Rutherford County, and that's just sort of kind of how it rocks in this county. And, it should be a great night. It should be a great atmosphere.
Both state ranked, a lot of things. I mean, you know, fans and maybe broadcasters and writers, we kind of put a lot of a lot on it, but that's what brings out the fans, and I think it may be one of the biggest crowds you play in front of all year.
It quite possibly could be. You know, I think that's why kids play, to play in games like this. You know, what people don't understand, and what even our kids don't understand, if unless they go to like an SEC school or a high-level Division I or a big-time 1AA school, they don't play. Not many college kids play in front of crowds this large. So I've had kids that play in college come back and say, Coach, we never played in front of crowds this large. So, you know, it's a great, great atmosphere, and Rutherford County people love their football, and this should be a, you know, one of those classic games.
Friday Night Lights, gotta love it, Coach. Appreciate you coming. How was it playing at home last night?
Ah, man, I didn't know we were lost.
You didn't know where to come out.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. Wish we were there next week and got that gate.
Well, that's true. You are on the road at
Siegel.
So
when Greg comes in, ask him if he wants to give us that game. They'd give us five home games. That'd be the fair thing to do.
We could probably answer that question for you real quick.
Yeah, but, I'm sure you could.
You do have Hendersonville the next week, but all eyes are on the Siegel Stars. We'll be there on Friday night to broadcast the game. Coach, looking forward to it, and we'll see you back here next Saturday as well.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Ron Adelot joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, where things get kicked off for sports and things coming up, watching sports games on all their televisions and hamburgers and brats and things like that here at the Cedar Bucket on the 20th of this month. So stop on in. They've got a great breakfast for you here this morning at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. And Ricky Turner, he's even doing a little serving, it looks like, today. When we come back, we're going to talk Smyrna football here on the other side. Stay with us as we continue the Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner.